Harvard University. According to Newsweek, the best university in the world is Harvard University. You probably know its name, but do you know much about the school itself? Do you know what hobby could help you get into Harvard? Harvard University is a private university in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and it is the oldest institution of higher learning in the United States. Harvard was founded in 1636. It was initially called New College, but was renamed Harvard College in 1639 after a young clergyman named John Harvard. It was not called a university until 1780. Between 1869 and 1909, Harvard's president was Charles William Eliot. He changed Harvard and made it the first modern American university with elective courses, small classes, and entrance examinations for all students. Today, Harvard has about 2,400 professors, 6,700 undergraduate students, and 15,250 postgraduate students. It is more difficult to get into Harvard than any other university in the United States. In 2018, the school accepted only 4.59% of the people who applied, the lowest acceptance rate in its history. Harvard's library system is made up of about 80 individual libraries. With over 18 million books, Harvard's library is the largest academic library in the United States and the fourth largest library in the world. A huge library is useful because extensive reading is how you can greatly increase your vocabulary and improve your writing skills. A massive amount of reading is an essential part of a Harvard education. Being a highly skilled reader is the key to becoming successful in the information age. If you want to attend Harvard or some other famous university, your main hobby should be reading. 157 Nobel Prize winners are affiliated with Harvard. Since the beginning of the 20th century, 124 Nobel Prize winners and 43 winners of the American Pulitzer Prize have served on the Harvard faculty. Some of Harvard's most famous graduates include Presidents John F. Kennedy, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama, as well as author Michael Crichton and poet T.S. Eliot.